Welcome back, everyone. Say welcome back to our friends in
welcome
America.
Back. Welcome back.
We're glad to have you. Isn't it nice to know that people all over the world are listening to you today?
That is
kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Almost scary.
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little intimidating.
But we're so glad to have guests on our advanced program because it helps people know more about how other people live and how they talk. And these people are what? They're from Seattle. You met them before. Mm-hmm. And tell us again what you're doing, Colleen.
My name is Colleen, and I am a professor of nursing from Seattle. And I teach at Northwest University. And I brought nursing students to Taiwan. And I have two of them in the studio today with me.
And Colleen, you teach nursing, but now you're teaching English. Isn't that fun?
That's right.
The teacher is a teacher, right?
That's right. Always a teacher.
Teacher.
Of some way. Yeah.
All right. Well, and one of our guests here is a mother, Alicia, right?
Yes, I am. I'm a mother to three girls.
Do you teach them anything?
I hope I teach them a lot. I do. My oldest is four, so we're just exploring everything right now.
All mothers have to be teachers, you know.
They
and
do.
Kids look to you, and so you have to do the right thing. Not just tell them, but you have to do it, too.
Yes,
right?
Mm-hmm. You do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're so glad for all the teachers, and a lot of teachers listen to Advance, as well as the students. And then we have Lisa. Lisa, you're studying in the nursing program. You're about to graduate, right?
Yes, I'm very excited that our school year is coming to an end.
Good.
Yeah,
well, you speak
excited.
Up so we can hear you well.
All righty.
So are you excited to be on the program?
I am very excited.
We're
yes.
very glad to have you here today.
Thank
right?
you.
Now,
thank
Colleen,
you.
What are we going to study today?
Today we're going to learn about why it's important to volunteer, and there's ways that you can also go about that. And yesterday we were talking about the different ways that we can invest in ourselves to make ourselves more, well, I think...
Like our brand, kind
our,
of like...
Our
marketable.
Brand, mm-hmm. right.
Mm-hmm. That's what we talked about.
Right.
Didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
What else did we talk about yesterday?
Well, we talked about how to make yourself more marketable.
Mm-hmm.
So investing in some business cards, especially some good quality business cards. We also talked about developing a personal website so that other people can track you and find you and see what you're offering them. And we
That's
also
true.
Talked about sharing your free time.
Well, I think one of the most important things we learned about was that you learn to become very good at the things you do.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was
mm-hmm.
important, didn't you?
Find
so,
your niche.
Find your niche.
Didn't
you think that
yes,
was important?
That is very important.
So those are some of the things that we found out. And today we're going to take some more because there's supposed to be how many of them? Six, right?
Mm-hmm.
We did the first four yesterday. So open your magazines now to page 37. And we're going to start over here about being from good to better to best.
Mm-hmm.
Be
mm-hmm.
the best you can.
Yes.
Now remember, there's a difference in being good and being perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be excellent, but you don't have to be perfect. So
yes.
try to be excellent,
That's right.
right? So let's find out why we should volunteer. Because we're supposed to volunteer to get more experience, there must be other reasons. So let's just take that one part there, why volunteer. Let's just read that first.
Why volunteer? It also looks great on your resume because it shows you are community-minded and dedicated to using your abilities as a force for good. A great way to start is to find out what business organizations in your area have opportunities where your skills can come into play, or to find volunteer organizations that are relevant to your career.
Well, it says that it looks good on your resume. Now, what is a resume anyway?
Resume is a summary of your experience, whether it's in schooling or other life experience, so that when you go to get a job, people that are hiring you can see what experience that you have.
Well, why does it say here that it looks good? What makes it look good on your resume?
It just shows your investment in what you're applying for. So for us in nursing school, we had to answer how many volunteer hours we had. They also had what they gave us a certain amount of numbers that they were looking for hours-wise. This just tells them that we're invested in what we're doing, and we also have some experience beforehand. So it looks very good, especially if you're not getting paid for it. There's probably not an ulterior motive. So.
Well, that's true. You know, sometimes we have students that come out from the States or Europe. They come out to Taiwan in the summer, and then when they go back and they say they've been to another country, it looks good on their resume because they know that you've been overseas and you've had. So all of the things you do are good to put on your resume, aren't they?
And it says the word community-minded. And I think that means that you're not just concerned about yourself, but you're showing interest in more.
Right. It says that you use your abilities as a force for good. And I think a lot of people today want to make a difference in the world, not just live just to get your salary, but you want to do something that will make the world better. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
So that's a good reason to volunteer. You can't always get paid for everything, but you get paid in another way. You get satisfaction and you help people. That's another way of getting paid, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so as nurses, we had the opportunity to volunteer at a homeless shelter last year. And that was just an amazing experience and opportunity to work with that population and just use our nursing skills and just, like, how to put that together and just see, like, what difference we made in their lives.
You didn't get any money for it.
No.
But you felt it was worthwhile.
Yes, it was amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
You, with volunteering, usually you start at the bottom. So starting at the bottom, you really see the most raw form of that business or
That's
company
true.
Or right. place that you're at. So it really helps you to see, okay, well, what are they working towards? What are they doing? Because sometimes if you come at a higher level, you miss a lot of the base.
You don't know what's going on.
You
right?
don't know what's going
well,
on.
Well, it says here in this paragraph today that it says you can have opportunities, too, where your skills can come into play. Now, that's a little phrase that we mentioned here. What does it mean for something to come into play, Colleen?
Well, it means that it's put to use or it has a use or an effect in a particular kind of situation.
Right.
And
Well, that's true, because sometimes you might say, I'm going to help people do something, but you're a nurse. So since you're a nurse, they're going to say, oh, you can also help do this, because you can use your skills no matter what you're doing, right?
Yes.
And a teacher, you can teach that's where
right.
you are.
That's right. So I have a small example. Just recently, you know, our school sends teams of nurses to different countries. And recently, the team that was serving in Kenya came across a car accident, and they were able to perform CPR and have a part in saving people's lives.
That's wonderful.
You know?
It's always good to have a nurse around. As a mother, it's good to be a nurse.
It's good. You know that they're not dying. You're like, oh, you can live another 5 minutes. I'll get back to you.
You know how to take care of the kids.
That's right.
But those things always, you know, come
in. We're out. It doesn't matter where we are. We can use some
That's
of those
true.
Skills.
Yes.
Right. And, of course, you can, like, if you want to join something like World Vision that helps in that. But you can also help in any kind of volunteer work,
right.
I think. Don't you
Yes,
think so?
Absolutely.
So that's one thing, that you volunteer because you want to help. You want to be used to do something. You're community-minded. Well, another point that he has here for this thing to help you would be to find a mentor. So we're going to have to find out what a mentor is. Let's read that section first on page 37, find a mentor.
Five, find a mentor. Some of the most noteworthy people in history credit their success to the relationships they built with their mentors. When choosing a mentor, focus on the person, not the profession or position. It's also wise to look outside of your job or industry to find a person with a fresh perspective. Finally, be worthy of a mentor. Good mentees aren't seeking someone to lean on. They're looking to grow and are eager to put the guidance they receive into practice.
Well, what is a mentor, actually? Does anybody know what a mentor is? Or can you tell me? Fine.
When I think of a mentor, it's someone who has invested their time to, for me, show me the way to be a better teacher by example. because or in nursing, that maybe a nurse that has more experience than I could mentor me or show me the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes we feel that people that we admire that can do something that we like to follow their example. So in a way, we can ask them questions, and they kind of become our mentors. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
They're usually older because they've lived a little longer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it says some of the most noteworthy or people that we notice the most that are in people in history, what do they credit their success to?
To the relationships they built with their mentors.
Okay, they'll also say, I became this because so-and-so influenced me.
Mm-hmm.
A mentor influences people, don't they?
Yes, they influence, they encourage. They're encouragers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. There was one president said, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world, I believe, something along those lines.
Right, that's right.
So his mentor was probably his mother.
That's true.
So
mothers, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
teachers, mm-hmm. you know. And so you choose somebody that you admire. And, you know, when you are a mentor to other people, it makes you feel very responsible.
Yes.
Like sometimes people know I'm a studio classroom teacher. And so I have to be really very careful. I'm in public. I have to continue. Like if I'm driving my car and somebody takes my parking place, I can't get mad at them because I'm a pseudo classroom teacher and they know.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, never mind. You need it, you know. But I mean, a mentor does have to try to live up to that standard. Otherwise, people will be discouraged and disappointed. Don't you think mentors, it causes us to be a little more careful?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It helps us to, you know, think
right.
about how we are being
influenced
or be how we're influencing others. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a standard.
I feel like mentors have a lot of responsibility.
They do.
In how they act and like.
And they don't usually ask to be a mentor, but people say, you know, they.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it says to choose one if you want to, but you focus on the person. You like the way that person acts. You don't care if they're the head of the company or what their job is. That doesn't matter what their position is. But you look for people who have characteristics you admire, don't
you
think?
Yes, that's for sure.
That's the best thing for a mentor. Not say, well, this guy's got a lot of money, he's successful, but he might not be a good mentor. Mm-hmm. Isn't that true?
Yes. Yeah. It's the skill that they have.
Mm-hmm.
The character and the ethics that they invest in their work, I think we try to take away from most.
That's true. He says here that you could look outside your job or industry to find a person. I don't think you have to. I mean, you can. It can be anybody, actually.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to church, it's sometimes your Sunday school teacher when you're a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You your Sunday school teachers or your camp counselors and people like that. You know?
And we can think back in our life of different people who were mentors to us.
And teachers are often mentors, and kids look to their teachers in school. And you have to find people with what we call a fresh perspective. Now, what is a perspective, anyway? Perspective is a good word to know.
Perspective is your outlook on life.
The way you look at things. What is your perspective?
Mm-hmm.
If you are always very negative, you won't be a good mentor.
Mm-hmm.
If you're positive, people might want to see what you do.
Yes.
So be positive in your life. I don't think you're going to be a mentor if you're not, if everything is terrible all the time.
Well, as mentees, we're usually negative because we think, oh, we can't do it. We don't have that skill or that knowledge. So we need a mentor who can say, you can do it. It just takes some time. The concept of experience is just really strong.
That's true. Right. Because you want to learn from them, and then you can do, you know, what you can learn from your mentors, and that's very important.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't realize that you are mentors for other people. Sometimes you can know you are, but sometimes they don't even know it. Isn't that true?
Yes. I think that's it. It's not like you're the mentor. People don't realize that they have that quality, that people are drawn to them because of the way they maybe speak to people or the way they perform a skill or whatever it is.
Mentors are important to choose people like that. Don't go after the ones that are greedy and selfish. And who wants to have a mentor like that? You don't want to be like that.
No.
Somebody who you think is the kind of lifestyle you should like to have.
Yes.
That's very important. Well, we have another big, long paragraph here or section to go. Let's take the second column because this is also very important to invest in being a lifelong learner. Isn't that important?
Yes, you can't stop learning.
No.
It's ongoing.
Keep on with advance, and you'll learn all your life.
Right, there you go.
We have to learn as we read.
Yes.
So let's read about this. Continue learning.
Sixth, continue learning. One of the harder but usually most effective things to do is to pursue further education, said Valerie Streif, senior advisor with career management site Mentat. Whether it is a continuing education course that gives you a special certification, or taking university courses part-time to earn another degree, usually more education translates to promotions and better jobs. You can find affordable courses at your local community college. However, these days, you don't have to leave the house to improve your knowledge base. Many sites offer free or cheap courses, workshops, and other programs that can help you grow as a person while growing your resume. edX, the website, for example, offers free courses from some of the world's most highly regarded learning institutions, including Harvard, Berkeley, and MIT. Similarly, John Hopkins offers education to the public through its courseware site, as does Carnegie Mellon. Stanford University provides open classes on iTunes, and Coursera and Skillshare both offer specialized courses. If you're looking for a resolution that you're sure to keep, resolve to invest in yourself.
Well, I think there's quite a bit to talk about in this subject, don't you?
Yes, it's important to keep learning.
Because usually, if you keep on with your education, now you think, I'm already finished, maybe master's or even PhD, but you always have to learn something new. Why is that? Because there's new things happening all
the time.
There's
new things, yes, because we really never know everything.
No.
But in order to keep up and be current, it's important that we read and
new technology
and whatever it is.
See, I was 56 before I learned scuba diving. But the main reason was before that, they didn't really have this underwater breathing apparatus. Scuba is self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. Mm-hmm. And you didn't have that. You had to have big pumps on ships. And then Jacques Cousteau invented the scuba outfit that you could go under the water. And so when I was 21, they didn't have all that.
Nope.
But when I was 56, they did. So I learned when I was 56. So you can learn scuba
diving. Right, and that's a good point, Doris, because we can learn at any age.
Any age.
Right. It's just because you reach a certain age doesn't mean, okay, I don't have to make any effort.
Your mind's still
going,
right?
That's right. And to keep your mind going, to make an effort to learn is so important.
Keep the blood going to your brain there, right?
Yes. Well, life is not static, meaning it's not constant. You either grow or you die. So you get to choose. Do you grow and learn more, or do you just keep going down, going downhill? You're not learning as much. So it's your choice.
Right. Well, and if you even look at things like in physics, they have this what they call the second law of thermodynamics. And that is that everything is in motion. And you either go ahead or you go back. You can't stop.
No.
Mm-mm. You don't say I stop. Then you start retreating and going back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if the law of the physics is you keep learning or you're going to go backwards. Mm-hmm. Remember that, all your listeners, right? Hang in there.
Right?
But that's true with learning, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, continuing education.
Mm-hmm.
And you get this, you can take university courses, you can do online courses, you can go to classes. Oh, there's so much you can do nowadays.
It's so accessible to us.
It's so accessible.
You don't have to leave your home. You
That's can. True.
No. Yeah.
And, of course, if you're in business or education, usually if you keep up on things, you might get a promotion or get a higher job or something. That's possible.
Higher pay.
Isn't that true? Yeah.
But another thing is that it's also so accessible. You can do online learning at home. There's a lot of college classes offered online, and you don't even have to leave your living room.
That's right. Even if you're a mother of three children, like
yes.
Yes.
But, you know, you can always learn. You don't use that as an excuse not to learn, you know. Right. Learn along with your kids, right?
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of our people that listen to Studio Classroom programs, their families listen together, and there's little tiny kids teaching their grandma and all. You can all learn together as a family.
That's
you don't
right.
have to say, well, I'm too old or too young.
Learning can be fun.
Can be fun.
You know, and I think that's a good attitude to have. But also, you know, in many jobs, continuous learning is required.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Teachers have to keep taking things to pass certification. Police officers, different ones in the government.
Yes, and in nursing as well. We have to show that we know these skills and we can learn new things to keep up.
That's good. You're right. So, and it's not that expensive nowadays, you know. And you, as you said, you don't even have to leave your house to improve that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different places. They mention here EdX. I haven't checked that website, but there's a lot of websites.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many you can learn. Just Google and find it.
That's right. Google is
find out where it is. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of free courses and so forth. And even you say, well, I went to Harvard, but I did it on the web.
It's true
that way.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
They make it accessible.
Sure. So in like John Hopkins, which is a very good school for nurses and things like that, they offer education to the public through its courseware site. And so does Carnegie Mellon and all of these, Stanford University. They have classes on iTunes and Coursera and Skillsware, oh, so many of them. You just find all kinds. So there's no excuse, right?
No. And you don't, maybe even with people that have a profession, maybe they want to learn something else.
That's
they want
right.
to learn how to play the guitar or,
right.
you know, sing or any number of things. Maybe how to weave a basket.
You can even learn
flower arranging.
Or whatever
Yes.
So, and you know, they say the more you learn, like even before you're 30, I mean, they tell you to keep having a lot of interest. Some people are only interested in one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a lot of interests, when you get older, you'll never get bored.
Yes.
I'm not bored. I have so many interests. I could, you know, practice my trumpet or go out and bike or do something, go scuba diving. Got to have a lot of interests.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you'll never get bored.
Oh.
Yeah. I help take care of seniors. And usually there's two types of people. There's people that don't like to do much and lose interest in a lot. They get very depressed. And then there's other seniors that just know everything. They are on top of it. They Facebook, they have blogs, they have their children follow them, and they do Instagram and Snapchat, and they are very active, and their quality of life is so much greater.
So all of you seniors out there now, listen to that.
There you go. That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's true, though, because we're always learning, and there's so much to learn in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pass it on to other people. You learn and you use it.
Right.
Not just learn it, but use it.
Don't keep it to yourself.
Yeah. And at that age, if we're thinking more towards seniors, what an influence you can be on the younger generation.
That's true. Mm-hmm. My grandma does this and that. That's good.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
That's right. So if you're looking for some kind of a resolution that you're sure to keep, resolve to invest in yourself, which means improve your skills. Keep learning. Investing in yourself means keep up to date. It's up to you to do it.
Right.
Nobody can make you do it, especially when you're older. I don't have to, but make yourself do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
That we make.
Mm-hmm.
And when we think about investing in ourself, when we're thinking about it, as we've talked over the last couple of days, it isn't selfish.
That's
it's important.
Right.
You know, we're not just focusing on ourselves, but what we can do with that to help others.
Share.
Yes,
right.
And to share.
So did you learn anything out of this lesson or anything you want to share with anybody?
Yeah, so the more you learn, the more richer and deeper your life will be, and you'll have an interesting life that you can share with others and improve their life and have an influence on them. So it is
important. That's very important.
Yeah.
And what about you? What did you learn from this?
I just learned to keep on learning.
Right. Right.
So right now I'm married. I have 3 small kids, but I'm still in school, and I enjoy it very much. And I plan on continuing school just throughout my life.
Well, and learn to read, and not only Studio Classroom, read books. You can get them online, and you can And you can keep up to date on things. And a lot of us like to read. And if you read, you can read all your life, as long as you can get your glasses to work. Right?
We have talking books also.
Talking books, that's right. Yes. It's important. Because reading, it opens your eyes to the whole world, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. You see a different perspective. Yes.
But, you know, you're not going to start when you're older. You have to start when you're younger. These habits start now. Yes. So don't wait until you're older. Say, I'll do it when I'm older. You probably won't if you don't do it now.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that true?
Yes.
So do you have any advice to all our people listening in out there?
Well, learning, there's not an end point to it.
That's right.
It's an ongoing process over the course of our entire lifetime. And it's something that instead of dreading, that we should look forward to and invest in.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're a lifelong learner and you listen in, send us an email and we'll put it in the magazine, and be sure and use your smartphone and get the topic talks and check the websites and keep yourself up to date and have a good life and then share your life with other people so that you can make a difference in the world. Mm-hmm. So thanks for being with us. And we're so glad to have you with us. And come back again sometime.
Thank you.
We will.
Thank you.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.